Engineering and Environment Services. Item number 12.
From the Director of Architecture, Engineering, and Environmental Services Division, Department of Administrative Services, submitting a follow-up informational report regarding DOS Facilities Management Staffing and Consultant Use Plan for the 2013 capital projects. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, this is a follow-up report to our DOS FM staffing plan / consultant use plan for 2013 capital improvements, which we presented last cycle. The committee requested a brief supplemental information report providing a breakdown of the dollar amounts that Facilities Management Division has spent or foresees to spend on temporary workers and consultants in 2013 capital improvements. So we put that together for you. The numbers are there. I guess I won't review the whole thing, but I'll ask if there are any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So the issue of whether we were appropriately staffed came up relative to the amount of bonding and other that went unutilized, and the fact that we weren't really prepared to redeploy it into other projects that we knew we needed to get done. And I'm wondering what the response would be to how this should be modified moving forward, or what you're doing, what you're asking for or expecting to request moving forward in terms of staffing ourselves so that we can accomplish that.
Chairman, Supervisors, the breakdown there that you can see, we do a substantial amount of use of outside consultants. I think that is not a new trend. That item there on consultant use has probably been pretty consistent over the years. The temporary staff utilization is something that has increased over the last 10 years. With the fluctuations in the capital program and the reduction in permanent staff because of the county's situation, we deployed more temporary staff, and as the projects, the volume, work volume would increase or decrease, we could let either hire more temp staff or let temp staff go. In the future, we see a stabilization of the county's capital program, and we have received in 2013 a couple of new positions. I should say, recreation of positions that we had earlier in a cost estimator and a managing engineer. And in 2014, we'll be asking for perhaps one or two additional permanent positions. And I think as time goes on, we will try to stabilize that permanent staff based on what we see in the next 5 years.
Follow up. So, and maybe I'm missing something in terms of the stabilization. I thought we, obviously on the bonding side, we're sort of stable on the general obligation bonding, although airport and some of those other things have been pretty dramatic, like this last item. Is that the kind of thing that you're saying is going to now level off or even off, or where had we seen the fluctuation? I mean, I know we went out for 3 years of bonding at one time, but I believe that the project still got staggered, so there was fairly even. And that's the kind of thing I'm trying to understand is, you know, we had bonding from 2010 that I think expired without getting reallocated, and so I'm trying to understand where the long-term trend is and how the trying to reconcile that against this explanation that it's our fiscal condition, because obviously if we then go and hire outside engineering, they're not paying their engineers less. So it seems like it's still an expensive way to get the services that we need, if you could help me understand.
Mr. Chair, Supervisor, I would say that the permanent staff has a different impact on the county's budget because of the benefits and I think think, legacy and all of those kinds of things. It also has a direct impact on our operating budget. And like all the other departments, we were asked to reduce our operating budgets over the last 10 years. And in doing our work, the only way we could really reduce would be to cut services or cut permanent staff. So we did that. The administration currently is allowing us to add staff back at a reasonable rate, I guess, or as best we can, to replace not only people as they retire, but to add back people to do work that was spread out among management staff and other people to keep those services coming. I would say that in the last 5 years, or actually the last 2 or 3 years, things like the O'Donnell incident really took a lot of time for staff, and the whole examination of 120 buildings for facade examination, the creation of the building assessment team with permanent staff. Those are projects that have really impacted our ability to keep doing the normal work of the capital program and these other things. The zoo interchange over the last 2 or 3 years has been a tremendous workload for our existing staff to try to keep up with what's going on out there and protect the county's interests and look to provide the work that's needed to be done to relocate redefine provide a cost-effective alternative once the land has been taken and keep those services coming. So those kinds of things that weren't foreseen 5 years ago are the kinds of things that taxed staff. With that, our ability to add permanent staff, we can't put it all back at one time. I guess that's our feeling. So it's going to be a gradual transition.
So you expect that trend to continue? As you added a few in 13, you would expect to try to continue that trend?
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, yes.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That was what I was trying to understand, is where we were going on this. Thank you.
Any other questions, comments? Sir Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to filter some of my colleagues' questions around the staffing level to make sure that we can take care of the amount of capital projects that we have. Is this number different than, let's say, the number you initially suggested to DAS? Does it work like that, where just like a budget where a department head has their initial budget, it goes to DAS, and then that number comes to the board? Is this in line with your initial thinking of how we can make sure that we get to all the capital projects this year?
Mr. Chair, Supervisor, I think what you see there is the existing, the current condition. Mm-hmm. This isn't reflective of 2014 requested budget. The process, of course, is that we look at what we believe is going to happen in the following year. We propose to have staff additions if we think that there's sufficient workload in the out years to sustain a permanent position. And then we'll ask for what we think is what's appropriate for that. And that goes to the DAS fiscal staff. They'll review that with myself and the fiscal staff in my area, and we'll come to a consensus on what's appropriate. I can't say that I got. I think there may have been one or two positions that I asked for 2013 that we didn't get, but I also got two or three positions that I did ask for. So,
thank you, Mr. Chair.
We worked through that.
Okay. Any other comments on item number 12? If not, it's an information report.